Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs. He is Rame Von Dame. All hail the King of Ginger Ale. It's Ryan. Davey, how are you?
Doing great. Had a great weekend. How are you?
I'm excellent. And by the time people are listening to this episode, if you're not watching it live right now, by the time it's released, we are knocking on the door, if not inside of Dorktober.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited for Dorktober. Now, there's a couple of episodes this month or next month that are going to be non-horror because we're going to get the end of Peacemaker and we're going to get the end of Task.
Yes.
So those will be non-horror. But I think there's a lot of other stuff that we can do. So I think we should do the thing where we kick around a few old movies, see what's streaming, see what people want to rewatch, maybe like a 90s horror, maybe some schlock talk, something like that.
We got what's the one, the Joe Piscopo movie that...
Lucas Giolito's mom was in?
Yeah, we got to watch that.
Is that Dead Heat?
Dead Heat. I started watching it. It's duck tits. It's crazy. We got to watch it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I would ask him to rejoin us for it, but I don't know if you heard the news. He's out for the wild card round with an elbow injury.
Well, he's got more time.
Also true. Yeah, maybe I'll see how that goes. We could push it. Also, we're working on a guest that has been in horror movies.
Yes.
I'll give you an update on that actually afterwards, Ryan.
Okay.
But we're cooking up another guest. We now have guests on the podcast. Famous.
And
guests.
I will tell you, if it works, it's a good one. You're going to want to hang on for that one.
That guy's had a cool career, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. I want to do that one for sure. But it's been a good run for TV. You mentioned Task. I'm one episode behind. So at the time of recording, I've seen 3 of the 4. I'll probably watch that right after this. And then Peacemaker, I'm caught up because for all you people like me that hate spoilers, James Gunn kind of warned us. The last three episodes... are going to be like all over Twitter. So if you're waiting to binge Peacemaker, good luck, because last week there was already something that came out and I luckily saw it like that night. And then the next morning on Twitter, it was like everywhere. So I'm like, all right, yeah. I'm glad I watched it.
Me too. And it was actually really good.
It was quite good. What else TV wise? Right now, I think I'm just watching Task, Peacemaker. Now that this show that we're about to talk about is over.
I'm finishing up. Marianne. It's pretty good. I don't know. It depends on how it ends. I was looking at, after we talked about One Battle After Another, like I was looking at, we were talking about like movie of the year and I was like, all right, where does it land? I'm like best movies of the year on like Rotten Tomatoes. I don't know if you've heard of this. I remember hearing this story, but there's a documentary. It's 98% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Secret Mall Apartment. I don't remember if you remember hearing this story. In 2003, there were eight people inside the Providence Place Mall that built like this secret apartment, like in between the walls. And they lived there for 4 years and videotaped the whole thing.
It sounds kind of like Roof Man. Was it?
Yeah.
It was like the movie that's coming out that he like lived in a Toys R Us or something?
Yeah, but this is the same thing. They lived in like a mall in Providence for 4 years.
Wow.
And they were like remodeling something and found it.
Is it a documentary or a movie?
It's
a
documentary. It really happened.
Interesting. Yeah. Also, a show that's out, I haven't watched yet, but actually might fit nicely into Dorktober, is Marvel Zombies.
I watched the first episode, and it's actually interesting.
Okay.
there's a great, without it, is it a spoiler if it happens in the first episode?
How soon into the first episode?
Like 20 minutes. So halfway through the first episode, Blade's in it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. No, that kind of now that see, I would view that as more of a selling point than a spoiler.
Blade is not just Blade.
Oh.
Okay. He's taking on some other responsibilities, which are actually pretty cool.
All right. I'm in on that.
You'll see what I mean when you watch the first episode.
I'm in. I'm sold on that. Right. Let's get to this quickly before the topic du jour, because all of a sudden there is a ton of stuff.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute, even if it takes more than a minute.
I mean, it's like we've tweeted out a bunch. I can't even keep up with it all. All the different trailers and announcements that we've gotten for video games over the next year or so.
And I tweeted, like, I'm buried like under like NCAA football and Borderlands 4 and the new Skate, which is like super fun and like super casual. I haven't even had time to like talk about that. Like this week, like the Ghost of Yote comes out. Like I can't with these games. There's too many games like all of a sudden. And then PlayStation does like this state of play and it's just like, oh yeah, by the way, like Hades 2 is now like a full game and like available for purchase. Like it's incredible. And then they're like, oh yeah. Remember that Wolverine game we talked about like 2 years ago? Here's a gameplay trailer and holy shit. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they're not gonna make it like an M rated game.
Oh yeah.
They are.
Yeah, they are. It looks awesome.
It looks so good.
That's great.
And yeah. People are like, oh, but this is the trailer. What about gameplay? And someone was like, that is gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's hard to tell the difference between like, oh, that's just like a cutscene. Like, no, that's
and there's like so much going on. Like you see Omega Red is in it. Mm-hmm. It's like he's in Canada and like Mandrapur. I think that they said it looks like Brazil, but like it's like Mandrapur.
Oh, I think it is. I think they're going to like all like the places you would associate with Wolverine, like the three big like locations. He's in all of them in the
game. And it's crazy too, because they said like with the Spider-Man games that they've done, that Insomniac's done too, is like you're going to see a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. You already got Mystique and Omega Red. So it's like,
right.
Who else is going to show up?
I know.
It's going to be pretty fascinating. And it's in the same universe as the Spider-Man game. And mm-hmm. So I'm so excited for this game. And one of the things that I got really excited about with the Spider-Man games, once I found out they were doing this, is the suits. Like, I wonder what suits we're going to break out.
Yeah, you get some cool ones with Wolverine. I didn't think of that. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Crazy. What was the game? I think it's just called OD.
OD, yeah.
That looks pretty wild.
It's Hideo Kojima. Mm-hmm. He of like Metal Gear and like, you know, a bunch of other games. Death Stranding.
Yeah.
I think he did Silent Hill. Did he do Silent Hill?
That sounds right. I mean, he did a ton of stuff.
But he's doing this game with Jordan Peele.
Yeah. So Jordan Peele like co-wrote the game. And you're like, wait, what the fuck? Also, it has like a couple of actresses.
Yes.
In it as well. So it is Sophia Lillis, who was in It and It Chapter 2, like the main girl in It. And then Hunter Schafer, who is in Euphoria and is also in, what was the movie I just saw? Oh, Cuckoo from last year that came out, the horror movie Cuckoo. So like the two of them are both in it. Like talk about looking like a movie. It certainly does. I don't think there's a release date on this bad boy, though.
No, but he did. Remember, he was going to do... No, it was a Silent Hill game that he was going to do, and they just had they called it PT, like it was like playable trailer.
Mm.
And that was like the scariest game I'd played ever. And it was like just like a little demo that was supposed to be like 20 minutes long. It scared the shit out of me.
So my question with this game is, it's an Xbox Game Studios game. Does that mean it won't be on PlayStation?
That's meaningless.
Okay.
Because, like, I mean, you just... Gears of War is now on. The only people that are still doing exclusives is PlayStation, I think.
Okay.
But I think it's like one of those things where like it'll come out for like the first 6 months on Xbox and then it'll come out.
Oh yeah, that's fine. But like at some point this game, because this looks a game that I'm gonna get. Like this is okay. All right, cool.
Yeah. Or like a game like I'm gonna get and stream it and everyone's gonna watch me just like crap my shorts.
Yep. Turn the lights on. Make sure all the lights are on and play that.
All the lights need to be on for that one.
You know that the Halloween game, we got a gameplay trailer for the Halloween game.
That looks really fun too. Like that's I'm excited for that.
Yeah, what's interesting about that game is so, you know, it's what you think it would be in Haddonfield. Somebody gets to play as Michael Myers. Somebody gets to play as, like, you know, teenage kids kind of running away from Michael Myers. So it reminds you a little bit of, like, Friday the 13th game. However, there's a bunch of non-playable characters. And so it looks like if you're Michael Myers, your goal is to wipe out everybody in Haddonfield. If yes. you are one of the teenagers, your goal is to survive, but also save some of these other people that might just, like, be in their house and, like, they don't know that Michael Myers is around.
And what these types of games, like, what has been happening with, like, the big horror license ones. So it started with, like, Friday the 13th, which was, like, a dump of a game, but, like, we loved it. Like, mm-hmm. it was really, really fun. And then they did the Evil Dead game, which was better. And then they did the Texas Chainsaw game, yep. which was a little bit better. And I feel like they keep getting better at this.
Yeah, I'm pumped. This we gotta get.
And you can tell that, like, the people who do this are, like, fans too.
Yeah.
You know,
when is that release? Oh, 2026.
Yeah. So
next Dorktober, we should stream it.
Next Dorktober. Yeah. Well, we get plenty to do this Dorktober. So
that's a good point. If we're also here, in fact, I got to play my Gator Bowl. I got East Carolina in the fucking Gator Bowl because I lost a tiebreaker. So I didn't even get in the conference championship game. Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Anyway. I won my bowl game. I won my Las Vegas Bowl.
Vegas Bowl. Good.
LSU. Good. I beat LSU.
That's a nice win. That's a feather.
And what was great is that I'm the Oregon State Beavers, and the hashtag that they use in the game is Beaver Believer. And if there's, I've been nothing my whole life, Richard. I've been a huge believer in Beaver.
I'm a Beaver believer myself. I remember as a young boy, one of my older cousins had a Oregon State hat just because it said Beavers on the hat, and yes. I was like, and as a kid, I was a big sports fan, and he being from Massachusetts, I was like, you like Oregon State? And he was like, And I was like, I don't really. And he's like, hey, you gotta ask
me about pie.
He was like, you gotta ask your dad about it. I'm like, I ask my dad about it. I was very confused because I was a young boy. Fast forward like 5 years later, and it was me, Ryan. I was the one wearing the Beavers hat because I got it. I got the joke. I finally got the joke, and I got the hat. I was that kid. If you saw a kid wearing a backwards Beavers hat, that was me. That was my existence.
Or the kid who was really brazen and was wearing the South Carolina hat. Like, that was the kid who...
Not me. I wouldn't do that. I wasn't the Cox guy. I was the Beavers guy.
I wouldn't. That's too much for me.
No, but
I felt like I was pushing it with the coat naked stuff.
Yeah. I was more of a Big Johnson guy myself. Yeah. Good stuff. All right, Ryan, what do you say? Yeah. And that's probably it on the video game news. Let's get to this in the time that we have.
Y'all ready for bisque?
Topic du jour.
I am ready for bisque. I am ready.
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the topic of the day. Today, it is Alien Earth, an 8-episode series on FX and Hulu, a series that takes place in the Alien universe. The Alien, really, and Predator canon takes place 2 years before the original Alien movie. Because the Alien timeline, as somebody who likes to try to be well-versed in timelines and... I am, like, obsessed with, like, the Star Wars timeline and, like, where everything fits in. I'm obsessed with this now as well, but I'm not as well-versed. But this is the order. So there's a ton of movies, right? This is the first show. There's a ton of movies. And so Prometheus is actually the first movie. It's not the first movie. Prometheus takes place in the earliest time, followed yes. by Alien Covenant. Then this show, then the original Alien, then Alien Romulus, which was the last movie we got, mm-hmm. then Aliens, followed by Alien 3, which is a direct sequel to Aliens, and then Alien Resurrection. And these all take place in like 21. I think the Alien Earth takes place in 2120, and Alien, the movie, takes place in 2122.
Okay.
Confusing, I know, but this is keeps me up at night trying to like put into place where all this shit is, because like it's like massive time jumps or like jump backs, you know?
Yeah, it's a huge swath of time.
it really is. But as we do with all of our movie and TV reviews, we start spoiler free. So Ryan, Alien Earth, did you like it?
I did. I really liked the show. Very well cast. A lot of good things happening here. We'll talk about in a moment, but I did. I did really like the show.
Yeah, I liked it a lot too. I don't even know if this is like a huge criticism, but I would say it was a show that it never jogged. It either walked or sprinted. Mm-hmm. You know, there was no like middle ground. Like I thought the first two episodes were somewhat slow. I liked the world building. I liked this shit. I know people have like made fun of us. They're like, you guys don't really like sci-fi. No, I like sci-fi.
I like sci-fi just fine.
And I like aliens. I like xenomorphs. I like that shit. And I like all this stuff. So like, but I did think it was slow. And then I think it picked up. But then even in some of the later episodes, it kind of like went back.
Yeah.
And there was like hit you in the face full tilt boogie later.
Yes, it did. And then it kind of like fizzled at the end, which we'll talk about. But
yeah,
for me.
Yeah. I would ask, is Alien back? Is the Alien universe back?
I don't think it ever left. I think this is a show. Even, you know, like, did Fincher direct Alien 3?
Yeah, I think so.
And I think it's the weakest of the Alien franchises, but it's good. These movies are good. And the shows, you know, Prey is incredible. Yes. Killer of Killers was so fucking good. Yeah. Just what they're doing with that. And I think it's going to be, Alien's back is to answer your question. Yes.
Yeah. Alien might be back. Cause I like Romulus too. I thought
Romulus was really good.
Was a good time. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever like disliked any of the Alien movies. I will say like Predator, Prey was like one of between the two properties. And if you want to include it as one, Prey like jumped to the top. It's like one of the best ones outside of like the original. And like Aliens obviously is sweet, but like Prey was so good. I'm pumped for Predator Badlands coming out, and then the Killer of Killers. If you guys haven't watched it, we did a standalone on it though, right? I think we did. So it's like that was like a Hulu thing, and it was really good. This is also a Noah Hawley show,
yeah,
who did Fargo and Legion on FX. Yeah. So now I will say Fargo is hit or miss. There is some incredible seasons of Fargo, and it's an anthology show, so yep, it's not all together, but like there's some amazing seasons, and then there's also some not amazing seasons.
I think there's one season of Fargo where you're like, are you shitting me?
The Chris Rock one.
Yeah, and the one before that with like Ewan McGregor was good. I think that was like rock solid, but 1, 2, and 5 are so good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, this was like on par with like those type of shows. And then Legion, famously our worst dork episode.
Our worst. Yeah.
We just in it. There's a lot going on.
I think we kind of mailed that one in. I would love to, if we were to ever like retcon, I would love to try that again. I would love to try Legion again.
Yeah, I was going to say we can either redo it or just delete it just so nobody ever hears it.
Yeah. We just mentioned it now, so we get to delete this.
Shit. Oh no. Just forget we ever did that.
Yeah.
To me, it's the Alien Predator universe is like interesting, and I'll probably see everything that comes out. It's still not as like interesting to me as like the Star Wars universe, this new DC universe with James Gunn in charge of, and even Marvel with sort of like the bounce back year that Marvel's had with Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four. I'm still more intrigued by those three, but I think there's like a nice little push for this world.
There is. And one of the things that I really did appreciate is that you get kind of like this, because they mention it all the time. They mention it a lot in Romulus. They mention it in the Alien movies, but like the corporations that are behind this, like you kind of get a glimpse as to like what's happening, like it's not Earth anymore, but like what the world looks like. And it's basically run by three companies.
Yeah.
The entire world.
Yeah.
And you get two of them in this.
Which is kind of where we're at now anyway.
Right. And so, yeah, it's like Amazon, Apple, and whatever Elon Musk is doing. Okay. Yeah.
You have a streaming service, and you notice all the bundles that are available. You realize that everything is owned by the same three things anyway. Yeah.
Or have you ever seen that food chart where like all your food comes from? And it's basically like four companies.
Yeah. You're like, oh, sweet.
Yeah. Like every piece of food you eat. Correct. But you have like Weyland-Yutani, who's like big in this. It's their ship that goes down. But you also have like Prodigy Corporation, which is what do they call them? Boy Cavalier.
Oh yeah. What's his name's fucking thing?
It's Prodigy Corporation.
Yeah. What is it? Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, but I've tried. Boy Cavalier is the name of the CEO who runs it. And he's supposed to be like this, like young kid, who's like this little weirdo kid. But they're like $1 trillion companies that are. And so the premise of this obviously is that like one of Weyland-Yutani's ships crashes in like Prodigy territory, and they're both like laying claim to it. And on that ship are like live specimens of aliens.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. So this basically the premise, it says the opening of the first episode introduces the premise of the series as it involving three separate destinies for the immortality of mankind. And they do like a whole like written word. And he's like, all right, if you want to live forever, these are kind of the deals. The, you know, you could be a cyborg, a synthetic, or a hybrid. And we're introduced to like the first batch of hybrids, which Wendy is like the first one of its kind. And as portrayed by Sydney Chandler, we had mentioned this on a previous episode, but Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights and a bunch of other stuff is her dad in real life. Yeah. So there you go.
And it's fucked up because like these hybrids, they're made from like terminally ill kids because they couldn't do it. They can't do it on adults. It's like training Jedi. Like you can't do it with adults. Like their minds won't accept it.
It's so weird. So it's like kids in basically like 20-year-old bodies, I would say.
Like superhuman cyborg bodies. That can do anything.
They can do anything, and you can like train stuff. But they do have like those, like memories. Yeah, like, it's pretty brains.
Yeah.
And then it says when the space vessel Magno crash lands on Earth, a young hybrid woman and a group of tactical soldiers make a discovery that puts them face to face with the planet's biggest threat. And so yeah, you have this group. They kind of refer to themselves as the Lost Boys. It's like a bunch of hybrids. All together, Boy Cavalier or Boy K is sort of like in charge of this group. He's in charge of like the Prodigy Corporation, and he has all these hybrids. He also has Timothy Oliphant, who plays a character named Kirsch, who is a synth.
Yes.
And sort of like in kind of like in charge of like the Lost Boys, if you will, but like works closely with both and is a good character. And anytime you see Oliphant in something, you're like, all right. We're going somewhere. He's not really in bad stuff. Oh, also, Thomas in the chat points out the guy who played Arthur in this was in season 5 of Fargo, which is true. And there's also a girl from the first couple episodes who's also in season 5 of Fargo. But this guy, Arthur, you know, so he was
a
scientist. Yep. He was they're like the husband and wife scientist team in this. That guy in real life is married to Zazie Beetz.
No way.
I like that. Yeah.
Huh.
Wayne
Lyon. Is that his name?
Yeah. No, his name is David.
No, but that's his name in Fargo.
Oh, yeah. His name is David Risdale.
Risdale? Yeah.
Yeah, Risdale.
How about that?
He's had a good run. He was in Fargo, Oppenheimer, and married to Zazie Beetz. He's doing something right. He's doing something right.
That's right.
This show, also, we talked a lot about how the episode outro songs were just like insane.
Bangers.
And we didn't predict it, any of the ones at the end. They ended up going, the last song, they went with a Pearl Jam song.
Which is a good Pearl Jam song.
It's a very good Pearl Jam song.
Yeah.
And it was pretty fitting. It fit the last episode. So I was like, I was good with it. Must watch Alien Earth.
Yes. Yep.
I would agree. It's been another good year for TV. I don't know if it's been the best year for TV, but it's been good. I think I made the case the last couple of years. I enjoyed more TV shows than I did movies. This year, I think movies is having a good kickback. I think there's
movies are back.
Movies are back. Cranston. I think there is. I might like more movies than TV shows so far.
Yeah, the movies. So the movie we just talked about on our last episode is better than any TV show I've seen. And I know Task and Peacemaker aren't done yet, but
yeah,
it's. Like, I can't imagine them being that good.
Although, was Severance this year?
Severance was this year, too.
Yeah, so Severance was fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What's your dork score for Alien Earth?
I'm going to give it a 5. Like a hard 5.
Yeah, I'm going 5 as well. I think the way I viewed it, the beginning and the end weren't great. So it'd be like a delicious sandwich where the bread's kind of shitty.
Yeah, you get like kind of stale bread.
Yeah, you're like
falling apart.
Yeah.
like, who's eating that one? And you keep folding it, and then it's this. But it's like you get large meat but small bread.
Yeah, and the meat's great. The cheese is great. Whatever kind
why
of
would you keep, why would you keep folding it?
Well, you wouldn't.
Because then it's this, and I don't want this.
Well, you wouldn't.
I want large bread.
You wouldn't.
Oh, don't forget about tires, too. Shit.
Oh, yeah, tires. All right, now, TV's been good. Don't get me wrong. There's been good TV. But
go see One Battle After Another, and you tell me.
Yeah.
Is how I, what I would say. You
can check out our podcast on it as well. Yeah. But let's get to this.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
So yeah, you get like the boy Cavalier and then you get Weyland-Yutani and sort of their back and forth. So Weyland-Yutani has this ship. They have the ship with all these creatures in it, and so as like an alien, you know that's alien Earth, and so there's a xenomorph on board, and you're like, the xenomorph is the most interesting thing, or is
it isn't.
I was gonna say, or is it?
No, it's not.
There's a
key MVP.
Yes, I was gonna say, we might as well get to it right now.
Yeah,
there was a case for a couple, because one of the other characters who was a cyborg, Moro,
he was awesome,
pretty good character, and I think in other circumstances might have been the MVP. So Moro was basically on that ship and he was gonna get all that shit back for Weyland-Yutani.
Yes, he was Weyland-Yutani.
Yeah. He was working for them and was really good. And he was like trying to get in through with some of the Lost Boys and kind of trying to fucking, you know, use them to get what he needed. However, any alien thing is about these different creatures. And the Xenomorph was cool. Xenomorph was bad.
Xenomorph was cool. Xenomorph, we know. And then there was one. It was like, if you ever played Half-Life, they had like a ceiling sucker thing that was pretty devastating. It got some people.
I agree. Ceiling sucker was sweet.
The bugs.
But
the MVP of the entire series was the eyeball monster. That thing was horrifying.
When he got in the, was it a goat or a lamb?
Sheep. What do
you, the sheep. Mm-hmm. He like gets in there. So like, but also I loved when they would go to the eyeball monster's like perspective and like, cause you see the thing and like, oh, whatever. It's like, it's a thing. It's an eyeball. I mean, I'm interested, but I was like, whatever. And then it goes from their perspective. And it's like looking around and it's like gauging everybody's shit or whatever. And then when it pops into the sheep and pops that sheep's eye out, it is now running the sheep and is like moving as a sheep. Then it's just like fucking standing there staring.
It's just staring, like this dead stare. And then it's like, it's talking. Boy Cavalier is talking to it. And he's like,
yeah,
tap twice if you understand me. And it's just like staring at him. And then it just goes.
Fucking
like
cool
it's like sound. It understands. And then he's like, talking to him. He's like trying to make a deal with it. And it just like shits in the cage. He's just like, just doesn't blink. He's just like. But I thought they were going to do it and they didn't wind up doing it yet. .. But he's like, I'm going to get you somebody. I'm going to put you in someone. Like, we're going to get you. I want to see what you have to say. Like, I wonder if you can talk.
Yeah, because his whole thing too, it's kind of like a, I don't know if it's like the strongest like plot point, but like Boy Cavalier is fascinated by these creatures because he's like, I just want somebody to be like on my, or something even to be on my level. I want to have a conversation with somebody as smart as me or smarter than me.
Yeah.
He's like, that doesn't exist.
That's like, bored.
Yeah. I didn't like Boy Cavalier. And I don't think you're supposed to until his negotiation with Weyland Yutani. Cause like they came in, or Yutani, they came in and they were like, kind of like boss him around and get like their shit that he wanted. And he was just like, he was one step ahead that whole negotiation. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he knew what he had, or more or less. And he's just like, knew how valuable it was. And basically got so much money from them. But then he kind of pushed it a little bit and was like, well, based on like all the shit, like all like the laws, like we got to keep it for another 24 hours. And then it's like, and well, like,
what if we waive that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, or it's like, yeah, it's like a month $500 million.
Or so like, so he dominated that negotiation.
Yeah. But the whole time, like, he's not wearing shoes. Like, he's, like, playing with a fucking toys. And he's, like, got his feet up on the table. And he's just, like,
well, basically, like,
on the table.
Yeah, he's, like, one of these guys. He's, like, Zuckerberg or, like, whatever he's supposed to
be.
You know, he's, like, at that. He's at that. There's also a scene. I think it's in episode 6, which might be, like, the last great, great episode, where Timothy Olyphant's character and the guy Moro, the cyborg. So it's a cyborg and a synth. And the conversation they're having in like an elevator is
great.
Like the back and forth that they're having, and they're kind of shitting on each other. Like neither one like likes the other. Like,
right. Well, it's funny. Cause you have, like you said, it's like synths, cyborgs and hybrids.
Yeah.
And they're like, so I think Moro's a cyborg and Kirsch is a synth.
Yes.
And so they're like, they don't like each other. It's like, I don't want to say it's like a racial thing, but it kind of is like, they don't like each other.
Yeah, I mean they're definitely like biased against all the other ones, you know. That was one of the good scenes in the whole series. Also, there's like an unsettling thing where you're like, all right, they have all these creatures, they don't even know what they can all do. Like have like there was that one in there, like the bug, and like you're like, what is even this bug? And he has like acid. Like he sprays acid all over,
like
the
dissolves guy. Their food.
So yeah,
like their goo.
What the fuck is this? So it's like a xenomorph, which is as cool as it is anyway.
Yeah,
and you have like the thing that hangs down. You have the eyeball. You have the other thing, like the bug that sprays. And you're just like, they're just kind of like in there, and they're in like these like makeshift kind of shitty cages. And I'm like,
oh, and how the bugs get in the guy's stomach and like,
fucking taps
the engineers or whatever. That was bad.
And then poor Arthur, because like one of the things, so Moro's basically like, all right, in order to get this thing, like we need to get like a human, because like the face huggers aren't going to get a cyborg or a synth or a hybrid. They need a face suck
organic.
Up.
It needs to be like organic. And it was so fun. Like I thought it was awesome in the beginning of the show. It's not awesome, but like they didn't know what it was. So they tried to like cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the acid like actually burned through the dude's throat, like where they cut the tail.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, so good. I was pleasantly surprised with how much xenomorph there was. Like, I would add, like, was there too much, not enough, or just enough? I feel like there, to me, there's just enough xenomorph.
It's just enough. And I loved that, like, Wendy figured out how to talk to it.
That's the coolest shit in the world, is her. And apparently there was an interview with her where they were just like, it was in the script, like she communicates with him or something. And so like she kind of, the actress kind of like came up with like that noise, like that like half whistle, half click kind of thing to like do it. And it was like pretty sick.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Her brother seemed kind of lame.
I think that's like, you get, he's trying to do,
he's in a tough
and
spot.
I think the show did a good job because like he's trying to do like this older brother thing. And I think one of the coolest things about Wendy slash, and what is her real name?
Oh, so her real name was Marcy.
Marcy.
Yeah.
You see it like Marcy outgrows him. Mm-hmm. Like she's like, I don't really fucking need you anymore. And she fucking 1v1s a xenomorph and cuts its fucking head off.
She can beat a xenomorph. Yeah. She Wendy's like
by herself.
Wendy's the coolest shit in the world. And so the show ends with the kid hybrids like on top. Like they outlasted everybody else. Like they're on top.
And this is kind of like the thing that bugged me is it kind of fizzled. Is like I didn't like how it ended. And like they're just still on that island. Yeah. But they're gonna run it. They're gonna run the whole island. I get that.
They are. But also, and like this is just me, and like maybe I should just enjoy the show for what it is. And I guess it hasn't been picked up for a season two, but I think they'd be open to a season two. They want to do a season two, and I would be open to that. I would like to see a season two. If nothing else, eat more outro songs.
I don't think you need it, though. More outro songs for sure. Yeah. But I love Noah Hawley. I love his work. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great showrunner. But this, and again, I think it's odd that in all of the Alien movies, like this is the only time we hear about Prodigy Corp. Like there is no, so what happens to Prodigy Corp? Does like Weyland-Yutani buy it, like, and become something else? Because I think his stock's going to go way down. So what's going to happen to Boyd Cavalier and Neverland Island where he lives?
Right.
Because now it's overrun by hybrids, right?
But I also wonder, like, with how powerful Wendy really is. Like, you know, she obviously is kick-ass. Plus, she has a group of hybrids with her. She can control a xenomorph. She can even kill one if she has to.
Yeah, and they won't kill her.
No. And this takes place 2 years before we're introduced to Ripley and that whole crew. So I'm like, I don't know, that this is always the tricky thing with like doing like prequels to like legendary films. And it's like, all right, how much can you like add to it with what's really in that movie that you can do? Or like, does she disappear? I know it's a giant world, so maybe they don't run into each other. Or like, does she have something to do with some of these other xenomorphs being in the places that they are going forward? Like, I don't know. I just wonder where we're going to end up going with all this.
I'm excited.
I am. I'm pretty excited myself. So yeah, MVP of the show had to be the eyeball creature.
The eyeball monster. Wendy or the eyeball monster.
I'm with you. Yeah, that works for me.
And like I said, just kind of like an okay ending. Like not really like too satisfying. But I did like the eyeball monster crawling into the dead guy.
Arthur.
Now is he gonna talk?
I know.
I gotta know.
Yeah. So yeah, it was a good show. It was it'll be interesting. At the end of the year, I can't say right now if it will be a Dork nominee, although I do feel like it probably warrants its own Dork award. We could call it the Alien Earth episode outro award for shows that end their episode with a good song, and it'd be given.
It's very specific.
Yeah, but a lot of shows do that. Like there's good ones. I remember season one of Tires ended one of their episodes with a song from what was the name of fucking Dirt Nasty and Andy Milonakis's band?
Oh, I don't know.
What the fuck? They played Nito. What the fuck was the?
I forget.
Three Loco? What the hell is their name?
I don't know. Weird name.
Let me look it up real quick. It is Three Loco. They played Nito as one of their outro songs. I'm like, that'd be nominated for the award.
I think so. I mean, for this show, if we were to nominate one, I think, I don't know why, I'm like in a butt rock mood right now, but like Godsmack was a good one.
So I actually would agree with you. So it was Keep Away by Godsmack, and it also helped that was from episode 6, which might have been the best episode.
The best episode.
It was one of the best episodes, and like the way it ended, Arthur had just gotten his like face hugged by the thing, and you're like, and then it hit the Yeah, Godsmack out of the eight bands might be my least favorite, but that song at that time fucking crushed.
Yeah.
That one was the way to go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
All right. Very good. Next week, right. What do we have scheduled for next
week? Dorktober 1.
That's right. Dorktober is here. And yeah, so maybe Marvel Zombies. Mm-hmm. That could be a good soft launch. And then maybe we'll take it to the people and we'll try to come up with some horror movie rewatches.
I would love to do some old shitty horror movies this time around.
You know what one I'm thinking about? Mm-hmm. I really think we should take another look at The Faculty.
Okay.
All right. I think The Faculty, because the cast is outrageous, and it's another one that's written by Kevin Williamson, who's like the man with Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Dawson's Creek, The Faculty.
Oof.
The cast is off the charts.
The cast is off the charts, including
Usher.
Robert Patrick, who is in Peacemaker right now. So that's a nice little tie-in. Let me just run you down here. Josh Hartnett, Elijah Wood. Mm-hmm. Jordana Brewster, Famke Janssen, Selma Hayek, Robert Patrick, John Stewart, Danny Masterson, Christopher McDonald, Shooter McGavin.
Danny Masterson's canceled. Don't mention Danny Masterson.
Well, he's in it.
He's a scum bucket.
John Abrahams, who you would know.
Yeah, you would.
Wiley Wiggins, by the way, who you don't know that name, but he's the Mitch from Dazed and Confused, the kid who keeps touching his nose.
That's right.
He's in the faculty as well.
Of course.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That cast is crazy.
Something to consider. All right. Yeah. Let us know what you guys thought about Alien Earth. You can hit us up on Dork Podcast on Twitter, Instagram. Stream these episodes live on Monday. You can always go back after the fact and watch them or listen to them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey app, wherever it may be. Leave a comment, leave a review, all that good stuff.
Whatever the fuck, who cares?
I don't give a fuck. I do want you though, Ryan.
The fucking chair company starts like in 2 weeks.
God damn it, chair company. You're right. It does start in October.
Yeah, we might have to do it. Like, bring back the live chair company boys.
Episode recaps, the chair boys. The chair bears.
The chair All bears. Right.
Stay curious.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.